Well, last week, a group of experts from around the world met for a conference in Sweden on COVID pandemic strategies entitled Lessons and Consequences. The usual suspects were there, but the meeting turned particularly ugly when pathologist Ryan Cole tried to shut down researcher Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger as she attempted to lay out the plans of the World Health Organization and the Bill Gates Foundation dastardly plans. But there was far more to the story, as we would learn. Far more. And a physician in the audience witnessed it all. He's here tonight to tell us the story. This is the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, and you're about to enter Truth in Medicine.
Looking at the vials, I want people to, and again, people can disagree and this is fine, but you know, from what we've looked at, there are no nanochips. There is absolutely no graphene oxide in the hundreds of vials we've looked at.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to agree, but clinical chemist, wait. No, this is ethical to have a disagreement. I said, I respect that you did a beautiful
presentation.
This is a lie. I worked with a microscope for 26 years and seen 500,000.
You're not an expert of nanoparticles and of oxide graphene. You cannot be an expert of nanoparticles. So I don't understand. We have to work together with the experts.
That we agree at the freedom movement. Okay. I agree.
That's not
because it's not useful to our
radiation.
Cause to put
red herrings
out there, and that's why 99,
no,
it's not relevant. It's not my sport.
Welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on this Monday, January 30th, 2023. I'm glad you're with me tonight. Well, what you just saw was Dr. Ryan Cole and Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger at a Swedish conference last week. And I'll let you make up your own mind as to what you just witnessed. But we'll get into some of the backstory. Well, last week, as I said, there was this conference called the International Conference on COVID Pandemic, and it was held at the Stockholm Waterfront Congress Center. The particular session where things turned exciting was called Pandemic Strategies, Lessons and Consequences. The meeting garnered more attention than it probably wanted, where at the end, Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger, a Swedish researcher, was trying to give her presentation. She was on the schedule at the end. We do have a copy, by the way, of the program, so we can flash that. She's on the second page at the bottom. We may flash that for you a couple of times. But anyway, she was trying to give her presentation, and she went into some areas that apparently some of the American frontline doctors and some others there didn't like. She was trying to explain, as it's been told to me, the connections across the Gates Foundation, Bill Gates and his vaccines, and the role of lipid nanoparticles and graphene oxide in this worldwide mass genocide. She was immediately shut down. People started to scream and yell. Her microphone was shut off to the shock of the audience. Now, you have to remember, that's some pretty credible people, by the way, have already come forth over the last 18 to 24 months with evidence from their microscopes, like Dr. Zandre Batha, Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen, Dr. Arna Burkhart, who was also in attendance at this Swedish meeting. And document experts like Dr. David Martin and Karen Kingston to support materials in the shots across all of the companies that are making them. Now, before we get to the larger story and our guest tonight, who was a witness at the meeting and at this session, I wanted to report that there was a huge backlash on my reporting over in Twitter land. So, Instead of debating the facts, the science, the points, Ryan Cole chose instead to attack me personally. And I want to show you something. I want to show you picture one. that we have here for you. Picture one, if you put that alongside of me, my producer, you'll see a tweet that Ryan Cole posted at 12:28 a.m. on January 28th early in the morning. And it says, replying to at real Dr. Jane Ruby, you are screwed up or drunk. I call out the dangerous lipid nanoparticles all the time. What everyone pretends to be graphene and nanobots are cholesterol, sugar, and salt crystals. Yes, there are metal contaminants. Now, I just want you to understand something. I was asking him a scientific question. Secondly, he's never produced a report or a peer-reviewed journal publication of any analysis that would have resulted in to justify his claim that what all these other scientists around the world have seen are cholesterol, sugar, and salt crystals. Let's remember that he was the one who, because he didn't act, I had to go to Mike Adams, who did do an analysis and ruled out amyloid, sugar, I never heard of sugar, salt crystals, cholesterol, human tissue, blood vessel tissue. Okay. And then I want to show you picture number two. Please put that alongside of me. You may not be able to read everything in the small print, but someone sent me a montage of the responses to Dr. Cole from his own followers on Twitter. And some of the other Twitter Rottweilers, instead of answering my question, let me just first read to you after he says, you are screwed up or drunk. That's not how you respond to a fellow scientist. And then it's always the ad hominem attacks. You're this, or you're that, or you're not a scientist, like he's supposed to be insulting me. Hasn't obviously looked at my credentials that I've posted many times online. But his own followers say things like, I think you're an idiot. Smarter people than you know better. Another person said to Dr. Cole, very sad to see this. You have been very courageous for a long time now, and you have everything to lose, which makes this sacrifice all the more powerful. And a third, and there were countless, by the way, and a third who said, quote, you are screwed up or drunk. Quote, dash, Dr. Ryan Cole, how unprofessional and horribly disrespectful. What Dr. Cole did not do was he did not answer my questions, like why he sat on the Hirschman clots for 12 weeks starting in January of 2022, which prompted Mr. Hirschman to call me because he was frustrated and ask for help, which then prompted me to get Mike Adams involved. And you know the rest of the story as I broke the worldwide story on the white fibrous clots. Over 2 million views already on Rumble, and almost 5 million views worldwide. But his direct denial and attempt to change history by saying that he analyzed, quote, hundreds of vials? Okay, and he didn't find any lipid nanoparticles or graphene oxide? So therefore, and first of all, as Dr. Stuckelberger said, he's not an expert in lipid nanoparticles and graphene oxide. So therefore, what he's claiming is if he analyzed hundreds, like to know this chain of custody on that, how did you get them? Were they sealed? Where's the temperature maintained in dry ice? How did you warm them? Did you warm them? Did you look at them below zero or above zero? Was it room temperature? Was it body temperature? But nevertheless, you can't say the entire universe of vials from across all these companies, of which there are millions, must be devoid of these elements as well, just because you didn't find them in hundreds of vials, okay? Here's a picture sent to me by an attendee at the conference. I have not corroborated this picture with Dr. Cole or anyone else in his group, but the sender claims that Dr. Cole was seated at a microscope at the Swedish meeting where someone was attempting to show him the existence of the lipid nanoparticles and the graphene evidence. Take a look at that and what we have here. We're going to see this picture actually again of him sitting there at the meeting. You can see the screen. We will see that picture again in the second segment with Dr. Dormer, our guest tonight. So going on, tonight I have an eyewitness physician, Dr. Glenn Dormer, who will be joining me in a few minutes. But first, a quick message from our friends at Gold Co. There's no denying that the tricky situation that our economy's in and has been for quite some time now. Whenever the economy gets shaky like this, millions of Americans watch their retirement savings virtually evaporate, except for those who invest in physical gold and silver. And so if you have over $50,000 or more in your IRA, your 401k or savings now, and you could be at risk for this. But right now, thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to add physical gold and silver to their retirement savings. Call Gold Co. at 855-791-2619 and get a free gold IRA kit so that you can learn how you can protect your retirement savings. You could also get $10,000 in free silver for doing it. So call Gold Co. today at 855-791-2619. Don't miss the stunning testimony of Dr. Glenn Dormer when I return.